in this Bible is available phosphorus by 5 different soil testing methods and fractionation in Southwest Florida vegetable production.
Thank you, Leticia. Good morning to all. This time I'd like to invite you to Florida. This is the kind of wrap-up presentation for the 3 year project we had in South Florida, and testing phosphorus, metric 1 phosphorus to base the phosphorus recommendation for our soil, if that's actually appropriate for the type of soil we deal with in South Florida. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Kelly Morgan, Kamal, and Smita, Azuma, Asma, directly. Now, first of all, Florida is ranks the number 2 state in the state in fresh market vegetables in acres and production and following California. But in terms of a value of selected crops, including squash and sweet pepper, tomatoes, and watermelons, we rank number 1 in the United States. And also, tomato is the number 1 vegetable crop in the state of Florida, accounting almost 1/4 of the total state total value in 2009. University of Florida was one of the institutions, the leading institutions of setting up the BMP project for the state of Florida. And we all adopted, the farmers all adopted the University of Florida recommendations for vegetable crops. And adequate fertilizer rates may be achieved by our recommendations and supplemental applications. So far, we used the MERIC 1 soil testing results to base the phosphorus recommendations in our soil. And that might be a problem because the majority of soils in Florida are sandy soils, as you may know, 95% of sand, more than that, and slightly acidic. And that soil, but the many vegetable production still in South Florida, alkaline and sometimes calcareous soils, and sometimes you see the calcium, the content of 1,000 ppm. As you know, the MERIC 1 is most suitable for acidic soils, but it might actually dissolve some insoluble calcium phosphate in the soils that are not actually available to plant. So the basing of our phosphorus recommendations on the MERIC 1 results might not be appropriate for such soils in South Florida. And while the Bray and Olsen might work better for such soils, so we needed to test MERIC 1 if that's appropriate for alkaline and calcareous soils in South Florida. So this is we have the MERIC 1 extractable nutrients in native soils P and K. And this is the recommendation categories to base our recommendations. And if you look at the phosphorus, basically if it's more than 30 kilogram per kilogram milligram per kilogram MERIC 1, it's categorized as high P soils. And for example, for tomato, we don't have to apply any phosphorus. We recommend not to apply any phosphorus for the high and very high categorized soil. And then if it goes to the if it's less than 15 kilogram per kilogram per milligram per kilogram, we applied 120 pound per acre per season phosphorus. So that's what many farmers in Florida actually apply. But when it comes to the South Florida, it's a little bit different. So this is 3 years field experiments we did from 98 to 2011. We dealt with actually six and five farms But for the comparison purpose, I'm going to show you only the results from farm 1 and farm 2. It's a good comparison, as I tell you later. And we all have a field from a crop field. And we vary the phosphorus rates based on low categorized test soil and 120 pounds per acre. And then we vary that as the 50, 75, and 100% of our recommendations. And from the field, we collect the soil samples from a two depth, top 15 and then 15 to 30 centimeters. From the center of the bed of pre-planted time, and then also during the season on every 30 days after planting. So those soils we tested phosphorus P, the soil P, using a Medic 1, Medic 3, Bray, Olsen, and ammonium bicarbonate DTPA. And we also run the fractionation on those, particularly on the upper depth soils. As I said, we for this presentation purpose, I like to compare the farm 1 and farm 2. As you can see, farm 1 is alkaline and non-calcareous soils, but still have a lot of phosphorus, 100 milligram per kilogram. But when it comes to farm 2, it's slightly alkaline, but it's very calcareous soils. We can see the calcium content by Medic 1 is almost triple from farm 1 in farm 2. This is kind of hard to see, so let me walk through it. First of all, we compare layer biop defined as the sum of water and sodium bicarbonate extractable phosphorus from the fractionation result. And we compare that versus each extractant that we did. And first of all, it's a lot of data. First of all, I want you to focus on the farm 1 data, which are concentrated on this lower range of this graph. And this is three different years, all from farm 1. All you can see, these farm 1 soil have a relatively closer range of extracting correlation among the layer biop and the Medic 1. As you can see, the slope of each correlation line is pretty close. But except 0809 farm 2, on farm 2 also, on the last 2 years, we had a higher range of phosphorus extracted by Medic 1, but the slope of those 2 years correlation coefficient are pretty close to the farm 1 correlation lines, which means Medic 1, we believe, is still extracting the appropriate amount of phosphorus from the soil correlated to the layer biophosphorus. But when it comes to the first year, 0809 farm 2, we saw the data are concentrated in kind of the flat range of Medic 1. And as you can see, the correlation line quite flat, 0.1. And we thought on this particular farm 2 year, we thought the Medic 1 didn't have enough power to extract those phosphorus that can be extracted by Medic 1 in the soil with a lot of phosphorus in it. So what we did after the first year, we tested soil to solution ratio. We tested different soil to soil ratios for Medic 1 and actually for the five different extractants to see if a higher ratio might yield a higher phosphorus that can be extracted. First year, we extracted phosphorus using five different extractants using a standard recommended ratios. Meric 1, 1 to 4, Meric 3 and Bray and 1 to 10. Olsen is also 1 to 10 and ABDTPA 1 to 2. And also Farm 2, we did the same ratio. But as we compared different ratios up to 1 to 100 for the each extractant, we found a higher ratio actually had higher phosphorus extracted, and that was optimum ratio. So we defined optimum ratio for each extractant, and we came up with 1 to 40 for Meric 1, Meric 3, and the Bray, and ABD-TPA, and then for Olsen, 1 to 50 was the most optimum soil ratio, soil solution ratio to extract the phosphorus. So we did that for Farm 2 on the second and the third year. And this is the same result from the previous slide, but we just concentrated on Farm 1 and Farm 2, excluding 0809 Farm 2 data, because we thought that that particular set of soils didn't have enough phosphorus extracted by the extractant, this time Meric 1. So as you can see, we still have the different range of phosphorus extracted by Farm 1 and Farm 2. Relative to LayBioP, it seems that Meric 1 extracted a higher range of phosphorus from Farm 2 than Farm 1 soils, and we thought that might overestimate phosphorus in Farm 2. And we found the same behavior from the other extractant, like Meric 3, Bray, and ADDTPA. But when it comes to Olsen B, as all you can see, again, just a LayBioP against Olsen P, we have Farm 1 soils here and Farm 2 soils here, and then they kind of have the same correlation, the slope, which means they're extracting the appropriate amount of phosphorus using Olsen P. But again, Farm 2, on the first year, we had this kind of flat rate. We also thought Olsen did not extract appropriate phosphorus using the standard salt solution ratio. So, it's the same thing. So, we excluded that first year Farm 2 data again, and we plotted by the farm. And as you can see, this time, Olsen extracted the same range of phosphorus from both farms. And this is sort of a sum up of the graph. We compared the LayBioP with different extractable phosphorus on y-axis set by the Farm 1 and Farm 2. And when you look at Farm 1, best correlation between LayBioP and extraction method was Meric 3. But when it comes to Farm 2, it turns to the Olsen P. So, conclusion from Farm 1, which is relatively high phosphorus but not catechol soils, those acid-based extractants were able to extract the LayBioP with relatively high R2 values. Among them, Meric 3 was the best correlation with the LayBioPool. But Olsen had the poorest R2 value with the LayBioP among those five extractants in Farm 1. But when it comes to Farm 2, which is extremely high P and calcareous soils, Meric 1, 3, Bray, DTPA had the lower R2 values with the LayBioP compared to those Farm 1. So that means we concluded that acidic extractants may overestimate LayBioP and alkaline and calcareous soils, dissolving some of calcium phosphate that are not available to plant. And it turned out that Olsen was the best correlated extractant in calcareous and alkaline soils. So we tend to we plan to re-examine those first year from two soils with the higher extracting ratio to see if that's a match with our data. And then on top of that, we have to still correlate five extractant to the plant uptake P. And then also we have to see the effect of phosphorus rates on the layer bio P, plant uptake and crop yields. And then in the sum up, we need to make a recommendation for a BMP project to see if we can use different phosphorus extractant on the different the soils on the soils of different phosphorus and calcium content. And with that, I'd like to acknowledge funding agency and the growers and co-authors and the lab in the South Florida, Southwest Florida Rec Center. Thank you very much.